Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Joanna Rodriguez is in the middle of planning her wedding right now.
In the middle of it. Yes, and I've only been engaged for 2 days.
You were planning this wedding way before you were engaged.
When you were 7.
I wouldn't say that I've been planning on it before I was engaged, but I've definitely gotten a head start on a lot of planning because things book up so quickly. I didn't realize how quickly things are booking up. I'm already calling photographers and they're already booked for my wedding, and it's already a year and a half. It's like over a year away and they already have that date filled.
When is the wedding day? Yeah.
It's over Memorial Day weekend of next year.
Oh, so you went to holiday.
Yeah.
Holiday wedding, man.
There was a lot of reasons behind that, but we can get into that another time.
Okay. And everything's already booked?
Well, a couple of the people I've called has already booked.
Wow.
Well, a couple of things that I have been looking into or prior to Filene's Basement was I was going to a lot of dress shops because I wanted to go ahead and get my dress out of the way and purchase that and go ahead and seal the deal on the dress. I have been experiencing the worst customer service ever when it came to dress shopping.
Really?
And you would think that it's a special day.
Now,
that
keep in mind, she's saying this after witnessing Filene's Basement where people get tackled and pushed. And
that's not from the employees, though.
No, that wasn't from
That's from each other.
The employees were picking these girls up off the ground and brushing them off.
So your impression was if you're in this industry, like women that are working at these shops know how important a day it is. They're going to make it special for you.
They would make you feel pretty and they'd make you feel good and they would just embrace you with open arms, like, oh, I'm so happy for you, and give you the chit chat, like, when's the date, how'd you guys meet, things like that. I guess I expected that, and every place I've gone into, it's like you're just an appointment, and it's like, let's get you in and get you out. I'm in the dresses for more than, for like a couple seconds, and they're like, oh, you don't like it? All right, let's go to the next one.
And you want to like absorb it and look at yourself, and they're like, all right, we got other people behind you.
Exactly. Oh. I just felt like I was just another number. And there was one place I went to in particular where there was no, like when we walked in, there was no, hey, how are you? How's it going? It was more like, all right, put these white gloves on and go pick out 5 dresses, and then we'll go to the dressing room and get you started. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, thanks, whatever. They never offer you, I don't know, I guess maybe this is an idea I had in my head, but I thought that they would like, hey, can I get you a bottle of water? Because we're going to be here a while. This isn't a 5-minute appointment. Mm-hmm. You're trying on the dress. You tell the consultant what you like, what you don't like, and then they have to reevaluate what dresses to pick out.
And I think that could be based on age of the person who's helping you. Because I've watched these Bridezilla shows and these women have to deal with other women who are getting married. And some women come in there with no idea of what they want, stay in there for hours on end and just expect. So I think the older people and older women employees that are helping out are jaded by it. But if it was like a fresh new person who's new to the industry, as in anything, they're going to be willing and wanting to hear your story.
Have you found that most of the employees that are helping you are older or younger?
No, there was one that was older, but for the most part, they were all younger. Mm-hmm. Some of them were even engaged themselves and they were treating us like this.
Are the dresses commission based?
I think so. Okay. I do think they get like a base and then maybe they make a percentage off the sell.
Then you'd think they'd even be nicer if they were, you know,
or you got to think volume also. The more they sell, commission they get. So maybe it's more of a get them in, get them out.
Maybe, but it'd be nice while you're doing it because you're not going to sell. I mean, I could see bad customer service in any industry leaves such a poor impression. You know, it will keep me from going back to any place.
Well, there was one particular time where I had a dress on and the lady, same rude lady was like, oh, well, that dress might be gone tomorrow. So if I were you, I'd go ahead and purchase it now.
That's almost like a car salesman.
I'm like, wow. I haven't even told you that I liked it. And you're already trying to like push me into buying this dress. Like that's going to actually, I'm never going to come back here again. But thank you. Mm-hmm.
They must feel like sort of they have leverage in the whole business thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know you want to get married. And if you do find the right dress, then they know how desperate you are to find that perfect dress.
Right.
Well, with the age of... with the age of internet, don't they know that I'm going to look at the designer and I'm going to punch it in and I'm going to see if I can find it somewhere else? If you were nice to me and you treated me good, then I may come back and purchase it from you. But if you're being rude and you're trying to push me into a sale, I'm going to go look it up and I'm going to go find it somewhere else.
I mean, anytime somebody says, you know what, I'm not sure if it's going to be here next time you come in, that guarantees a no.
High pressure.
Guarantees
you like that?
A no, yes.
Is it just the dress portion of the whole thing where the customer service is sucked, or are you finding like the wedding industry in general, same attitude?
Well, so far I've only been, you know, involved in finding a dress, and then now I'm starting to get into photography, which is a whole nother thing where, I'm getting very pushy people on the phone. Oh, and I'm a haggler. You know, I don't settle for the first price. And I feel like I'm getting shut down. And I just think that's kind of part of your job is like, you give me a price, I'm going to come back with another price. And if not, I'll move on.
Well, they know you need it too, though. So why would they?
But there are 500 other ones to go to.
But if they're all booked, though, then they know you need the service.
But this isn't like she's getting married in 3 weeks. I mean, it's a year and a half away.
It doesn't matter
if they're booking up on that
booking
date.
Up, yeah.
Hey, Peggy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
I love listening to y'all in the morning. You just make my ride to work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, here's my deal. Good customer service has gone right out the window today. There are very few places that understand that they need to play that proverbial 20 questions to find out what picture you have in your head of what you want. And either they know their product or they don't. If they don't, they're going to bring you one of everything and discard what you don't like. If they know their product, like I know mine at my store, all of my staff knows our product inside and out. And we have people tell us every day, oh, my gosh, I have never gotten this kind of customer service, especially when it comes to blue jeans. Every woman knows how hard it is to find the right pair of blue jeans.
Yeah, I think this is probably a broader conversation about customer service. I don't even know that it's a wedding industry question as much as it is just customer service these days sucks as a general rule.
And the thing is, everybody's looking for a job, so it's not like hiring managers have to settle for people who have bad attitudes. Mm-hmm. You could actually have people now who are highly educated, who don't have work, who would be willing to learn the product in and out enough to be the expert at it and have great customer service, and you're settling for, you know, crappy attitude who hates being there, then you know what? There are 100 people in line that would love to take your job.
Now, if you're calling with a recommendation of a wedding dress place for Joanna to go to because they have great customer service, you don't have any credibility if you work there. That's all I'm saying. It's like this has to be a recommendation of a recommendation.
Agreed.
Hey, Kia, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning, guys. No, I don't work there. However, first my mother-in-law went, then I went, then my mom went, then my mom's coworker went, then my best friend went, and then my manager actually went and got her daughter's prom dress and a formal gown for a ball. We went to New Natalie's on Chattahoochee.
New Natalie's on Chattahoochee. You got great customer service.
Yes, great customer service. When I went back with my best friend 5 years after I got married, they remembered who I was.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Not that I sucked or I was horrible, but I guess maybe because I've been in so many times, but they're always very nice. And then they like have the a lot of dresses, and then they're discounted as well.
Great, thank you.
Awesome.
The reason they remembered who you were is because what the bridal shops do is they evaluate the bride. when they come in as to how long they think that a guy will stick with you, and based on how high maintenance you are, and they put your name in a notebook. Okay. So the reason you might have been getting bad customer service, Joanne, is because they thought you were in for long term wedding. So that's a good thing.
They're gonna see you three or four times.
Yeah,
is what they're
if they're turning you over quick, bad customer, really great customer service, then that they know you're gonna be back in there three, four times, new dress.
Her dream is slowly being beat down about marriage even before she's married.
Absolutely. Before I was even engaged, you guys were doing this to me.
You're on The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.